now, let's find out what's making news in the UK thanks to Ballycarra, providing home care support packages throughout southeast Queensland. Phone 1300 272 222.
Enda Brady from Sky News in the UK. Big blow-ups here. A famous actor has said, no, I'm not coming on your TV breakfast show because of why?
Donald Trump, would you believe? He's affecting everything. So we got a TV host here. He used to be a newspaper editor, Piers Morgan. Quite famous in America now as well. Piers Morgan is one of the hosts of Good Morning Britain, which is a big, well-watched terrestrial TV brekkie show on ITV. Now, Piers Morgan has been tweeting his support of Donald Trump for ages, thinks he's great, and he made a rather sarcastic joke about that women's march against Trump at the weekend. So Ewan McGregor was due to be on Good Morning Britain. Ewan McGregor is a very famous actor here. He has a new movie out, Trainspotting, the sequel, and he got wind of what Piers Morgan had said about the women marching against Trump at the weekend. And Ewan said, you know what, I'm not going to go on your show. I don't want to sit on a sofa with you and I don't want to talk to you. To which Piers Morgan tweeted him, vein spotting instead of train spotting.
Wow. There we go. There's a sledge. So don't expect Obi-Wan Kenobi to be coming on his show anytime soon. Mate, a big shock for one British company. Massive. And we're talking billions of dollars worth of shock.
$14 billion wiped off the value of BT, British Telecom, in the space of a couple of hours yesterday. 21% of their market value gone, down 21%, all because of an accounting scandal in their Italian division. Now, they uncovered this in October. They had to announce yesterday, Ben, would you believe it? It's four times worse than they thought it was. They initially thought, oh, the Italians have been kind of cooking the books to make it look like they're very successful there, to the tune of about $260 million. Yesterday, they finally revealed they're looking at about $1 billion that's unaccounted for and wrongly accounted for. And the impact on the shares, down 21% in a day, BT lost $14.4 billion.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Enda, thank you, mate. Chat to you tomorrow on Australia Day. Enda Brady from the Sky News in the UK.